K-State Nation, what's up? This is another pregame edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III welcoming you to another KSU pregame of the football season 2025. Thankfully, two more games left of the season. This is for those listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's football, women's basketball, I believe tomorrow as well. Women's volleyball coming off of a sweep on Houston. Men's basketball, as I'm recording this on Friday, of course, Friday, November 21st, 2025, several days before Thanksgiving. Men's basketball playing Nebraska tonight. K-State will look to sweep the games at T-Mobile Center and look to go 6-0 there. So when this comes out, hopefully I ain't jinxed them. they'll be 6-0 there as well. But we'll find out about that here as I'm recording, obviously, here in Kansas City, Missouri. I need to get this in because I don't know. I have plans tonight, actually. So getting this in, and I don't know what I'm going to be. Well, I do have an idea what I'm going to be doing, but the order has yet to be confirmed on that. So I figure, you know what? One more recording before the weekend. Get this knocked out. Figured, you know what? Play the K-State football plays tomorrow afternoon. Figure you can knock this out and get it all set up ready for you guys for in the morning, folks. Or, yeah, it'll be up first thing in the morning on game day. I usually do not post these ahead of time. I'd rather just wait until it's closer. It makes total sense. I know other podcasts have obligations because, you know, the people are involved in these things like that. But when you're solo, if you're solo, you can do it whenever you want to do it. So, here, record it this afternoon in this dreary-ass weather here in Kansas City, Missouri. Wet, outside, cold, windy, not a good combination. And so there's that, but not a good combination was last week for K-State football there, as they have to rely on that red zone defense to hold off Oklahoma State last week. And now you got to go travel west where maybe the weather's decent, a little bit better, in Utah for the first time in its history. K-State, Utah, meet on the football field. And if you rewind back to the beginning of the year, back in September, who would have thought of it, right? We knew Utah, all the talk was on Utah, but rightly so, they were going to be better than they were, and they are sitting right now outside the Big 12 title game picture right now, and needing some help, right? K-State, again, back, we rewind the clock back to September, we were talking about, all right, this team has the opportunity, talented, whatnot, to be in the conversation, maybe to get to Arlington. Well, fast forward now, a few days before Thanksgiving, that ain't happening. That's definitely not happening. And we're sitting here talking about K-State 5-5, 4-3 in the Big 12. That obviously, you ask one, if I probably go around and ask maybe 12 people, I probably say, let's just say 11 to 12 of them will say, hell no, that K-State football wouldn't be in a spot, but here we are. And look, there's going to be a lot of questions in the offseason. There's going to be plenty of discussions, Lord willing, when we turn the calendar year 2026 in the next season. I mean, what does this team have to do? Because this is already going to be two times in a row that this team has failed to meet expectations. And if this card plays out 6-6, Gordon, if K-State plays out of their mind tomorrow, or when y'all listen to this today, this afternoon, yeah, they're going to be short. Well short of 8 wins. So it's disappointing on all levels. And you came off a bye last weekend and played like crap against the worst team in the Big 12. I talked about that all in reaction of last reaction episode. So if you haven't missed out, if you missed out on any of that, I would advise you to go listen to that first before hopping on to the pregame show. I think that's another pet peeve. You have 2 weeks, whether you're playing the number one team in the league or the worst team in the league, to get ready to play a damn football game, and you come out and play like that. You play like that in this game, It's good night. It is good afternoon, good night, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Good night out there, because Utah plays very well at home when it comes to that there as well. So we're just going to have to see what happens. And, like, that's all I got. That's all I got to say. You can play like that against Utah, they'll run you out of the building. It's just that simple there as well. You can't get away with that and expect to be hanging around in a close game. You hung around a close game against Oklahoma State, who haven't even won a conference game, but you cut it awfully freaking close to doing so by playing around. If Oklahoma State did not step on our toes, they would have upset us last week. And hey, if other teams, not Oklahoma State, definitely would have lost for sure. In Utah, we might get an example of that. Again, unless something changes, which, again, you are what you are at this point. You're only two games away from the season being over. And I've been hearing this word lately, obviously, probably because he led the Falcons. And a little bit with his K-State team. Have you quit? Have you quit on the season? if you might as well turn the shoulder pads in right now. Or you should have been turning in by now. But injuries. Dylan Edwards, the whole situation there, hit a transfer portal and all, and he got hurt. Obviously, you want the clock back to Ireland, all that, where that transpired there. And then, you know, Ostromain last week, ruled out for the rest of the season. And then losing Jace Brown, he's out for the season. So, I don't know, man. I really don't know what to expect. It's probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing not to expect anything too much. And same thing with me on Sunday. I don't know what to expect. But for whatever reason, I mean, before any of the outside dominoes falling throughout the week, I was fired up this week. And not because of K-State football, not because of that, but other things that happened. So I don't know, again, I don't know what to expect this weekend, whether that's K-State football, basketball, or even the Gobbler Grind Half Marathon. I don't even know what, I can't tell you anything. but honestly, UK State or EG3, you got nothing to lose. You gotta go out there and just have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? So for K-State, it's nothing to lose. You gotta go out and play. You gotta go out and play better than you did, obviously. If anything else, going into this match with Utah tomorrow afternoon in Utah, you gotta do what you gotta do. 3 o'clock Central Time, or when you listen to this, 3 o'clock Central Time today. I'm recording this. Just a tad over 24 hours away from the kickoff, so when I listen to this, it can be either, well, I probably should say today, because the recordings will come out tomorrow, so this afternoon, 3 o'clock Central Time, Salt Lake City, Utah, going down Rice-Eccles Stadium, over 51,000 plus, pretty sure you're going to be sold out, because Utah in the thick of the Big 12 race, right there in the middle of it. First meeting between these two schools, ESPN2 has it. I should be back in time for this game. Unlike last week, because last week I had no interest in the game. If the host of a K-State podcast telling you that he ain't interested in watching that game, that mess, that, something's wrong. Something's wrong there. But I will, unfortunately, will watch this game. ESPN2, Dave Fleming, and I had it here, Brock Osweiler. We'll have to call this game Stormy B, we're going to call it. We on the sidelines there as well. And of course, if you're not able to catch this game on TV or you want to hear the boys in purple, you know the deal. Wyatt, Stan, and Matt will have you covered on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield there as well. So you got that going on as well. So these two schools meet for the first time there as well. Let me see if I can. I'm going to just go down. Maybe towards the end there. That's well. Yeah, so if anything, K-State, you have to come out with a sense of urgency. For other things, why are you playing so tight? I don't understand. So you gotta loosen up a little bit. If you're let's see. I'll get that a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted. little distracting right now. Well, I'm sorry. I'll get to that after this. This is the Pro Project Podcast KSU pregame edition here. Eddie Greer III here on this pregame edition of the podcast here, recording in Kansas City, Missouri, obviously. Per usual, overcast, outside, cold, windy, bad combination. But it is what it is. It needed to rain for what it's worth as well. And now I can see the sun out. That'd be fantastic. But K-State needed to see the sun out for tomorrow's game or today's game there. K-State staying on the road, coming off that win against Stillwater for the first time since 2017 there as well. So, yes, since the 1-3 start, Cats, this is moot point, but 4-2. I mean, Texas Tech, you're in that spot. You had Texas Tech on the ropes at home. You didn't get it done there. But, again, that's a whole other story. And, we'll get to the Podbean app towards the end of this podcast. But, yeah, so you have that going on there as well. Let me see here. And this is interesting here as well. The Wildcats, in their last six games, over 30 points a game, ranked 19 nationally. For a Power 4 team, you got to go back since September 27th there as well. But Avery Johnson, offensively, looking at the offense here for quick, with all the losses of Dylan Edwards and now his number one target, you want to say, the wide receiver position all year long has been beaten up. They have not been healthy probably since game two of the season. Now, North Dakota. Yes, North Dakota. That's the team right there. And so they have not been healthy. Losing another weapon. Now, you still have your tight ends, obviously, there. Garrett Oakley and crew. Lincoln Cure and company there as well. But Avery Johnson. Focus on him for a few minutes here, folks. This will be his 25th career. I said something last week in particular of him. It's been before Texas Tech. That it feels like yesterday that Avery Johnson just stepped on the field for the first time. But Avery Johnson will be making his 25th career start for the K-State Wildcats tomorrow. He's thrown for 2,100 yards, 17 touchdowns, and he's rushed for 7 more TDs there as well. He is one of 10 quarterbacks nationally with 17 passing touchdowns and 7 rushing scores here in 2025. And look, he's played pretty well for the most part, but last week, Look, again, the numbers weren't impressive, and I did not see the entire game. I only saw the last half of the fourth quarter where Oklahoma State was driving down the field, and I thought they were going to score a tie the game up there as well. But he's going to have to be better as well if K-State has any chance to upset Utah tomorrow afternoon. He's going to have to play probably his best game of the season there as well. He's going to have to do it, obviously, with what I've already established, you know, and now leaving Dylan Edwards out in the dust, no Chase Brown, right? So you're going to have to rely on those tight ends. And again, the wide receiver position has been unable to stay healthy, folks. So we'll see what happens tomorrow on that end of the spectrum here. And one more here. I'm going to skip to the special teams and we'll talk defense on the other side of the break. Luis Rodriguez this year, 10 of 12 on field goals, and he's converted on all extra points. Luis Rodriguez has been spectacular this year, and this is not the first time I said it here on the show. Simon McClanahan, he ranks 6th in the Big 12 right now, heading into tomorrow afternoon's game against Utah with a 42-yard average per punt there as well. And this is despite special teams been terrible, been inconsistent, giving the ball away, or making stupid mistakes all year long. So, again, there's a whole laundry list of that. Again, we'll come back to all that at the end of the season there as well. So, again, your K-State, you got to tighten up, still tighten up on that end as well. You're going to have to be – I'm not saying they're going to be perfect. I'm not going to sit here and say that because what are we to say that, right? But they got to be close or 90% close. If they're going to knock off Utah, and maybe I'm being lenient here, but again, what are we going to say that K-State's going to go out there and have a perfect game, because they're going to make mistakes. Because, again, you are what you are at this point. You're a 5-5 team heading in there. Loosen up a little bit. Have some fun out there. We only give you a chance to win. So we're not giving y'all a chance to win. So, right? So go out there, have some fun, And I'm also talking to myself as well. Go out and have some fun. They ain't giving you no chance. Go out there and go out there. They're disrespecting you. Go out there, have some fun a little bit. And hey, who knows, you know? Well, so, but yeah, man. So we'll see what happens there tomorrow. Obviously, we'll get into defense in the second half. I'll go over some of these eye popping stats that caught my attention heading into this Utah game. Just two games left of the 2025 season. Again, bigger picture, we're gonna talk about that more in the offseason, because there's a lot of questions we had that need to be answered there as far as the coaching staff, players, roster, case they getting hurt by the roster changes. There's so much that is happening outside of the season as well, but there's still two games left in the mini big picture. Is K-State going to get the 6 wins? If you have not already, I'm gonna spoil the prediction for you. They ain't gonna win this game. They're not gonna win this game now. Again, K-State's gonna have to prove it to all of us that they are. But I'm not gonna be here and be silly and say, oh, K-State's gonna win this game. It definitely not what they played last week. And if the track trends the way I think it's going to go, they're not going to win this football game. So there's that. We'll come back on the other side, talk defense here on a KSU pregame ahead of Utah. You're listening to the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be back after this. What up, K-State Nation? Welcome back to the KSU pregame of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is Kansas State, Utah later on today. Well, I'm recording this right now on Friday, November 21st, 2025. This will come out tomorrow. So, fairly putting this in existence, K-State, Utah going down this afternoon in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's the 12th-ranked Utah Utes taking on the K-State Wildcats. First meeting ever between these two schools. Utah outside, in the thick, well, we're going to say this, in the thick of the Big 12 race right now. They're going to need to win out and have help from BYU. Utah coming in this matchup 8-2 overall, 5-2 in conference play, sitting third right now. Your K-State Wildcats, K-State Nation, 5-5, 4-3 in the conference, and they need one win to get two bowl eligible. And I just said, out of that cliffhanger timeout, they ain't going to get it. And I've been saying it since Oklahoma State, really since mid-season. So there's that for you on that. So yeah, so again, K-State's gonna have to, and again, like I said before the break, they're not gonna play a perfect game, but they need to at least play better than what they did last week, because other than that, they're gonna get run out of the building if they pull any of that stunt off, what they did against Oklahoma, a last place team, Oklahoma State, playing like that. Because you do that, you ain't ready to play. You might as well just come on back to Manhattan, Kansas, right now. So we'll see. Okay, we'll see what happens later on this afternoon there as well. But defense, right? And there's been a bright spot. Obviously, I talked about the low light, also losing your leading tackler. Was then your leading tackler in Austin Romaine prior to the Oklahoma State game there, needing that hand surgery. But Des Brunell, 58 tackles this year. He's been rolling. All year long, right? One of your bright spots there. And let me see here. Yeah, in his last four games by itself, though, 26 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, and 2.5 sacks, and he's got 2 interceptions. One of them went for a pick 6. So there you go on that one. And 2 went for a pick 6, yeah. So 5 passes defended there in a forced fumble. And his other counterpart is Sean Rich. Second right now, or tied for a second in the conference, 14th nationally with 9 pass breakups. Sean Rich has settled down in that starting cornerback spot for K-State. So there's some bright spots there for you there. Yes, Sean Rich kind of struggled a little bit, but now settling in, and look, they're going to have to stop the run. They're going to have to stop the run, obviously, because Utah loves to run the football. Again, stop the run. Now, I think, again, that's been emphasized on a lot of the other cases of podcasts. Stop the run game. Stop the run game. And you're going to be, yeah, see, I called that one. So you got to stop the run. Make them throw the football. Put them in tight situations. It's going to come down. It's going to come down to can offense sustain drives? I'm gonna reverse it a little bit here. I think just to be different, I think the offense is going to have to put drives together somehow, some way, and start off fast. Take the crowd out of the game. If you don't do that, then it's going to be a long ass afternoon. You're going to have to sustain drives and put the ball in the end zone. That's what you're going to have to do. And I think you're going to have, for that to happen, you're going to have to score first. Score first, do what you need to do. And on the flip side, on the defense, you got to stop the run game, right? You have to stop the run game. That is imperative. If Casey's going to have any chance, right, to win this ball game and upset the 12th ranked team in the country, that is Utah Utes. Defense, though, last week against Oklahoma State, almost left that out. 5 forced turnovers last week there. It helped K-State there to escape Stillwater with that win, because you don't get those turnovers again, and you don't hold out Oklahoma State with Oklahoma State shooting themselves in the foot. You get upset. You get upset there by Oklahoma State. So 5 turnovers in that game by the K-State defense there, which was a season high. This was a season high there as well. And then back to Avery Johnson real quick. He was 11. Let me see. Nope, that was KU. That was Kansas. So my bad. So if K-State were to upset Utah, which again I said, ain't gonna happen. But if it does, it'll be the 5th straight season. They'll be eligible in the 14th time in the last 16 years in the program history that they've done that. There as well. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Going to take a quick look at Utah's last game. This is Eddie Greer, the third, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, previewing this afternoon's matchup, K-State, 12th-ranked Utah. For the first time ever, these universities are meeting here in Big 12 play, obviously, there. So last time Utah was on the field, they had a fun day in Waco. Put a 55 burger on the Baylor Bears, 55-28 in the game as a true freshman. And I don't think he started that this much, because I think it was the Colorado game several weeks ago. I was watching them just all over Colorado, but this true freshman, Bird Flicklin, he's something else. He had runs of 74 yards and 67 there, and of course, Elijah Davis had a pick six. Speaking of pick sixes there, Utah spanked Baylor in that game. You're going to have to slow down this quarterback there, and that's a nightmare, because obviously, you know, go back to some of these wins this year, particularly the KU game, making Jalen Daniels look like a freshman. And this cat right here, Flicklin, is a true freshman. Look, it's just the fact that Joe Klineman, you got your hands full there, and I think it'd be nice to turn over this for true freshman. And like I said just a few moments ago, offensively, convert some of those. If you get a turnover or two, convert those into points. You had 5 turnovers last week, and you didn't take advantage of any of them. I didn't watch the whole game, but I read the stats. I watched the last drive of that fourth quarter. Like I said, I'll be honest with y'all, but tomorrow, unfortunately, I'm going to be sitting and watching this ball game unless some other plans come along there as well, but I should be good to watch this football game tomorrow, like I said, I'm an expert at plans changing. Oh man. But anyways, yeah. Make the freshman look like a freshman. That's a task at hand for this defense in DC, defensive coordinator Joe Klineman, tomorrow afternoon or this afternoon. Make him force him into mistakes, and preferably you gotta slow him down. Slow the run game down. Mm-hmm. And he's a big part of that for that Utah team there as well. So we'll find out. We'll find out for sure what they got there as well. Let me get to the box score here on them. Yeah, so it looks like, they have a combination. They've been using a two-quarter. Yep, see, that's what I thought. They've been using a two-quarterback system back in the day. Yep, back in the Cosmo era, Devin Dampier, the other quarterback for Utah here. He was 6 of 13, 80 yards through the year. Flicklin, threw for 23 more yards, but he rushed for over 150 yards, 166 yards in the game. And then you have Wyshawn Parker, the other dynamic runner, 15 totes, 129 yards. Ooh! So KSA defense got a hat there. Hold up. Hey! All right. There we go. Awesome. So there we go. See? More positive news this week outside of football, right? So there you go on that. So I'm looking forward to seeing. I shouldn't say looking forward. Well, going to be fascinated. What's fascinated to see how this all shakes out for K-State again. They need more game to get bowl eligible. I don't think they get that. What's the score going to be? Ooh, that is a very good question, K-State Nation. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Utah, very tough at home. Very tough at home. Man, goodness. Let's just say Utah going to win it. Let's go a little bit of 39-17, 39-20 action, somewhere in there, you know what I'm saying? So let's stay around there a little bit as well. But again, hey, you know, college football, you never know. But with this K-State team, two games left, have they checked out? I don't know. We'll see. I think that because any other team last week, they would have stepped on Oklahoma State throat right there in that spot. I mean, they should have been in that ball game, to be honest. Let's be honest with you there. They should not have been in that ball game right there. And we were very fortunate enough to win that game. So there you go on that. Real quick, obviously, when this comes out, this will come out before the Green Bay game. So, Casey women's basketball, they'll be on the road for five games and it starts tomorrow. They're going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of them Packers, taking on Green Bay, not the Packers, but another Green Bay tomorrow there. They're coming off of a big win a few days ago. Let me see here. Bring me back up a little bit. As they beat Troy back on Tuesday night, 81-59. There, thanks to the freshman duo of Jordan Spicer and Brady Harold. Now you take that act on the road for five games. And we're going to continue to find out more about these teams. And we're starting to figure out this men's basketball team, that's for sure. But we're still figuring both teams out, right? That's been what I've been saying throughout the fall semester of this podcast to this point. We're still figuring out. We're going to give them to the end of the year. And then we're going to know the identities on both teams, right? So it looks like, again, we knew going in, this was a different looking women's basketball team. And it's starting to show that this young talent, we're starting to show, and it's going to continue on the road, hopefully in a win. Should be a win. I'm putting it out there. We'll see against Green Bay. That is at 1 o'clock. So when this will come out way before that. So Green Bay on tap, and then of course, soon following the final seconds of that game will be game time between Kansas State and 12th-ranked Utah in Salt Lake City. It's going to be an interesting game. Fascinating. Exciting that it's the first meeting, but maybe Dre watching this game. So we'll find out about all that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're in chance to record K-State content. Podbean app. Podbean will be back live on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. Myself and the anticipated return of Alex Aiden following the Indiana game, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is GRIER number 3 EDDID Podcast. Once again, that is GRIER number 3 EDDID Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. And don't forget, we appreciate you guys a bunch, especially in this recent run of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Couldn't have done it with the support of all y'all, K-State Nation, continuing to download and listening to us, be supportive, hyped up, or disappointed to talk K-State sports there as well. So again, if you're fresh to this podcast, if you like what you're hearing today, definitely I would advise you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like the alarm bell every time I update your content daily, including Thanksgiving coming. I'll have something on Thanksgiving for y'all to listen to. I'll have something for y'all for Thanksgiving there. At least an episode. There's been at least one every year since the inception of the Pro Project Podcast. So you'll get that along with other coverage throughout the weekend, throughout the week as we approach Thanksgiving there as well. So we'll see as we go into that, how all that's going to transpire. But yeah, there'll be an episode Thanksgiving, and there'll be obviously episodes throughout the weekend as usual for this podcast. So definitely make sure you subscribe. And also, I know you have some time in your hands. Rate us 4 or 5 stars, preferably. It's just not for our fame. I don't do this for the fame. We do this for the passion for all K-State fans out there who are looking for more, want to know what's going on with K-State athletics besides football. Well, we're talking football pregame and men's basketball. So there's other sports out there that's going on right now. And women's volleyball is having a great season. Women's soccer had an awesome season as well. Women's tennis just got wrapped up. Cross country just got wrapped up as well. So we try to cover all things K-State sports. That's the tagline here for this K-State podcast. Alex sitting out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Green coming to you from a cold Kansas City, Missouri, here on this Friday. Thank you guys once again for tuning into another pregame edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And yes, I ain't forget. Yeah, heck yeah, there's going to be a reaction following the game at some point, whether that's tomorrow night or Sunday not Sunday morning. Hold up, because EG3 is going to be in action. So there's that. But at some point on Sunday, there will be a reaction, and I hope I'll get around to that. And then, of course, if not on Sunday night, definitely on Monday night, reaction edition of between Kansas State and 12th-ranked Utah. You have been listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.